In a week where the media has been under scrutiny for downplaying the success of female athletes in the Olympic Games, Pope Francis has taken on gender politics in the Catholic Church. He's chosen six women and six men to look into ordaining women as deacons. It could bring an end to all male clergy in the Catholic Church. Sister Monica Kavanagh of the Sisters of St. Joseph was in a unique place when the idea was first floated.
Well, actually, I was in Rome. I was actually at the meeting where he suggested that he would call a commission to look into this matter. I was one of the congregational leaders that was there at the time.
Wow.
I think it's probably a two-sided thing. I think it's really an important thing for women to receive some more formal or official recognition in the church. Whether being deacons is the best way to do it, I'm not sure. I think we have a lot of really good women theologians, women scripture scholars, and we have many, many, many women who give themselves wholeheartedly to church ministry already. And so it would be lovely if in some way that could be recognised. And maybe this whole thing, if it's explored well, could be the doorway to doing that.
What do you think that exploration looks like? What do you think needs to be looked at?
The whole thing of the way that women go about decision making. I think that's the really big question. It is about how can women bring their influence into the highest level of decision making in the church? And we probably tend to do it in a more circular way, in a more discerning way. This has become really much part of our way and process of functioning, really. To step back and do a little bit of listening, tuning in, if we could bring that more collaborative approach into how we go about decision making, it would be a really good thing.
You've mentioned about that recognition and women operating at a higher level within the church. If it's not through an ordained diaconate, what would it be?
Look, I know that Pope Francis is actually trying to bring some women into some of the key commissions, areas of the church. At the moment, they are nearly all run by cardinals. So it always feels as if the women aren't quite there as the decision makers. I guess it's about how can we actually influence that higher level of decision making.
And what would you like to influence? What changes would you like to see happen? And what would women bring to that space that maybe men potentially can't?
Women would actually bring a more heart approach, perhaps a more compassionate dimension. And often we also have a creative way of looking at issues. For example, I always think that Mary MacKillop, when she got caught in a hard situation, she didn't sort of go and just keep banging her head against the wall. She actually tried to find some creative ways around the situation. Or she could see the light, you know, the difficulty was there, but perhaps this would help us to pause and come around this and look at it in another way.
How do you think Mary MacKillop would have reacted with this news that potentially there might be women deacons?
I think that she would have really affirmed the concept of women being recognised. I think she was a woman of courage. I mean, she had great respect also for the church and people in the church. She always respected the role of the bishop and the role of the priest. She didn't always agree with everything that they did and said. She would have encouraged us to take our place in the world as well.
A lot of this is also going to come down to which part of history this commission decides to look back to and the role of deacons at certain periods. Do you think that a decision will be made based on where the Pope and where the commission decides to look at in history?
Yes. Look, if they go back into the scriptures, I think that there's a good grounding and basis for the whole issue of the diaconate, actually, both for men and women. At times, we've even confused the role of the married deacon. It's often been seen as a pathway to priestly ordination. But in actual fact, it's a role within its own right. It was really created to be more a ministry of service, to be out there working for justice for the poor, rather than a more sacramental role, I guess, even though some of those things do come into the role.
Which is what Mary MacKillop your sisters, you have done for years. It's that sense of service, helping the poor, looking for the marginalised. So in a sense, a lot of women have been acting in this role already without the title.
Absolutely. And, you know, all over Australia, all over this country, who's out there in those small communities? It's often a religious woman. And in my experience has been, if there's not been a priest present, it's actually the women who take up usually those roles. You know, they're the ones who keep the face of church alive in these small communities.
This is the 150th anniversary of the foundings of the Sister of St. Joseph. You've had a number of events going on. You have a huge conference next week called A Running Jump, about taking these leaps of faith into the next stage of the world. Where are these leaps of faith? Why do you think we need to take leaps of faith at the moment?
The most important thing is that we really are creating a more humane society. If we look across our world and much of the violence and the difficulties that are there, we can start operating out of a sense of fear rather than out of a sense of hope. So the issues like the refugees, how we can assist and provide step-ups for our Indigenous brothers and sisters, they become really important questions, I think. It's that thing of faith meeting action, you know? Mm. And I think Mary McKillop was very much that kind of person. She was a woman of faith, so what she did came from her spirituality, was grounded in her spirit. Then she went out and she took that encounter with her, and I think that's why it was so powerful.
Sister Monica Kavanagh from the Sisters of St. Joseph, founded 150 years ago by one exceptional female leader, Mary McKillop.